helping me carry an 18-pack of Olympia, and I'm John Wayne-ing a cigarette here right now, so let's spit that out so I can talk a little better. Got everything I need right here in a bag and a case. I'm going to walk by my office really quick on the way down to Skeeter's in the gully, in the hollow. It's lovely down there. It's such a beautiful day. You know, and yesterday I was so despondent that, you know, I slept for 24 hours after court and all that bullshit. I really should have gone to trial. You know, I pleaded no contest and surrendered all whatever. It may be that I could actually redo the trial. Because the judge, you know, I was hanging out there. There's just three of us. This is all just like lazy daisy. He seemed like a straightforward guy. And I think I missed an opportunity to get everything, you know, as it should be. You know, pay the fucking place. Or not even pay the place. Pay his fine. Fuck that. Pay the $100 minimum fine. And fucking, you know, 6 months probation. Contingent on upon me, paying the fine. Hey, T. I'm heading down to Skeeter's with Cammy. He's this old guy who's a vet, and he's been having minor strokes and heart attacks and shit. He's gonna go check into the VA here later on.
Bring me just one down beer. There. You can take her home with you and have fucking cheap sex with her.
Give me a fucking break, man.
I need to go find me a hooker.
Go. There's plenty
of any hookers?
Davey.
Besides Davey, I gotta have a hooker that likes to do meth and fuck a lot.
Well, fuck you.
You have money to do that.
Yeah. No, be with me, I won't fuck you, but I'll, you know, we'll go hang out and fucking smoke some puddles for a while.
I love puddles.
Shit. You holding? Well, I gotta
go. Tell me about
it. Yeah, Cam's down there with me. We just wanted to spend the afternoon with him because he's gonna check into the hospital a little later.
Excuse me.
You want to hug? You gonna give me hobo mange?
Hobo mange. Look, he's hugging me now.
Yeah, I love you. It's good to see you in good spirits.
Somebody loves me. She don't love me no more.
Yeah, you gotta treat her better, man. You treat a woman like a fucker. You know she's gonna tell you to kick rocks.
See you later, man.
You love him too, though, huh, T? I know you do. Good, it's probably appropriate, man. You say it, it's just like, boo! Boo! Take care. Hey, what are you reading?
Devil's Right Hand Man, story of serial killer Robert Charles Brown.
Nice. Nice, nice.
Yeah, it's about, like, that guy Robert Charles Brown. I'm almost through. Today,
must be a great read. Yeah, look, you killed it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm almost at the next set of.
What was his method of killing people? Who did he kill?
He killed over. So far, they said that he killed like 40. He claimed he killed 49 people in seven different states. Wait, map of it shows 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. And so this girl, I remember when I was a kid. This girl, Heather Donchers, because I grew up in Colorado, right?
Yeah.
So I remember this girl. She was missing MIA. She was stolen from her parents' house, right? He happened to be their neighbor. And the thing was, she was found in Colorado Springs. I lived in Colorado Springs, too. But I remember when they found her, and I remember that picture, you know, and it was posted up everywhere. And then her family, like, went through great lengths to find her.
Wow.
They finally found her remains in a cupboard, like, off of. So, one in Washington, two here. Like, I'm not to the, like, how they...
How did he kill people? Did he rape them and knife them or something?
He killed one chick. He killed one chick. He said he accidentally strangled her. And then he killed people with, like, he would take ether, like, ant poison, put it over your fucking mouth. And then rape them and, like, and stab them or shoot them, you know? Like, yeah, he did a lot.
Wow.
And men and women and children, like, he killed all of them. Like, so there's, like, other pictures of people. Like, you know, this chick, like, never found herself. But,
she's pretty.
And he was from Louisiana, so, like, he said, like, he threw a bunch of people in the bayou and stuff. See, Fultona, ether, ice pick. Like, he did different varieties. And that was a girl I hear that he killed in Fultona. This is just like stuff. So he always like wrote like cryptic letters.
Melody Bush.
So like, you know, this shit, you know, and so like, I remember being in Colorado when I heard about this guy, Robert. So,
wait, what's his name again? What's the book?
Oh, Robert.
The Devil's Right Hand Man. The
Robert
secret.
Charles Brown.
The true story of serial killer Robert Charles Brown. Waza.
Yeah. So it's a pretty kind of, it's kind of a, because, well, they're just like talking about,
is
like,
it written very well or
it's
like
it's written very well. There's a couple people wrote it talking about like a lot of forensic evidence, like backgrounds of the forensic people, the cold case, like basically how they decrypted, like how this the El Paso County Sheriff's Office decided to build a cold case fucking whole unit and keep cold case people on there and how to pay for them. Cool, right on. And, you know, it's like, that's basically what it was about. It's like, you need to fucking figure out who killed this girl, who killed it. And this guy, like, had all this, like I said, he like, rapes his maps and, like, and a lot of serial killers, they say, like, this lie and shit. But, here are the three guys, Lee Smith, Scott Fisher, and Charlie Hess, right? Regular in a small office, on small behind the corner, Rob Brown, Colorado Springs, victim, Rocco Sperry.
Rocio Sperry.
There he is right there. But yeah, so they.
Wait, where's the picture of the guy? Of the killer?
Right here. This is him when I was a kid. He went to the military, got a bronze star and stuff. And this is him, like, the last time he was arrested for killing that girl at a church. Taking a picture of him.
Yeah. That's crazy. So, is he still alive?
Don't know yet. He died. I mean, by the time like
died in jail or whatever.
Yeah, by the time this book was written, he was 75 years old or something. So
oh wow.
So you can also tell like this is the girl that died. And I remember her from like across the street, man. I've never seen her. She was like everywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
And,
that's scary too because she was around in your community. It could have been you.
It wasn't my community. And the last picture they said they have of him. He was a criminal justice social worker, like, guilty of murder about Rigglesbury. 2 months before we turned on in Kansas City, 53. So, we'll see where he gets.
Did he ever give any reasoning for why he did what he did, or fucking?
Not yet.
Oh, where you're not gonna know. Yeah, the book kind of does it through time. Yeah.
Well, yeah, exactly. So I'm guessing that like here in a second, like, cause I'm almost like, it's a real quick read.
Right on.
Like I started reading this morning, and I've gone that far, so I'll be through the rest of the book. It's weird. It's just like you think about it, like.
You take care. Okay, I'm gonna take off.
See
ya. Well, friends, love you. Bid you adieu. I'm about to enjoy drinking just like I was wishing the other day before I went to sleep after court, you know. And it's just been a perfect day where it's you get what you need. A lot of love in the universe, and it's like they say, you know, you change your mind, and the world tends to reflect your inner spirit and how you feel, and when you're happy and positive, it loves you back. I remain your humble narrator. Till next time, bid you adieu.